Well, Jim, this morning we have Jesse Slayball with us, who's the director of the men's division. Jesse, we are so glad to have you on the radio.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Jesse, you've been here for many Christmases at Haven of Rest. Mm-hmm. How many Christmases will this be coming up
this will
year?
Be number 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, 13 years. So, Jesse, just briefly here, you've been in a couple roles at the men's division. Why don't you kind of share some of the areas that you had responsibilities in and just kind of talk about your being the director of the men's division, because that's the whole department, how that's been going for you.
Yeah, so had the blessing of being able to start serving here as a case manager in the men's temporary emergency shelter, and served there for about 4 years or so, and then had the opportunity to serve as the resident manager of our long-term program, which is called our Conquerors Recovery Program, and was able to serve there for another 6 years, I believe it was, and then the last few years here now as director of our men's division. So now able to kind of see what goes on in our temporary emergency shelter and also be able to see what goes on in our recovery program as well. So, you know, it's a blessing to be a part of the ministry and to be able to see what God's doing and how God's using this ministry to impact the community. And so it's a blessing to see that part and being able to, you know, see guys right from they're coming off the street, seeing God working in their lives, to guys that are committing to the long-term program through the Conquerors Recovery Program, and being able to see that whole process as well of God working on their lives and transforming their worlds.
Well, Jesse, you mentioned you have experience with the men in the shelter, or also in our Conquerors Program. And I know that whether it be Thanksgiving or Christmas, this whole holiday season does bring kind of an extra set of challenges, because men, they bring heavy burdens in with them, right? Life is clearly not going the way they wanted it to. And they end up here at Haven of Rest, and we get to walk alongside them, but there's some extra things that kind of come in, whether they be memories or regrets that kind of surface during these times of year. So what are some of the ways that you and your team are able to come alongside men during this season, whether it be through events or just conversations, that you're able to help men through this process?
Yeah, I think you hit it real clearly. Was there's already a lot of guilt and shame upon decisions, and then just like the dealing with life-controlling issues or poor choices or whatever the circumstance may be. And so, yeah, so we get the opportunity to kind of be family for these guys, be friends to them that they may not have. And then also, again, you know, like you said, the holidays, they just ignite those all of those feelings that of you just wish that you could be, you know, back with family or back with a scenario or situation going on. And so we get to kind of create new memories with them. So huge impact with the churches in the community. We've had churches that come in and you know, have guys come to dinner to their churches. We have churches that come in and do chapel services in the evening and have been able to make good connections with those folks there. And, you know, we're hoping to see more engagement there to where our guests are able to connect to the local church. And so there's a lot of those great opportunities there, practically speaking. As far as our Conquerors Recovery Program goes, we have opportunity where we went to the Spaghetti Warehouse with the male mm-hmm. staff at the mission, just to be able to kind of just enjoy, settle down for a minute, just relax, have good conversation, have good fun, and just enjoy a nice meal together. So that's a good memories for those guys. We're also able to, through awesome donors in the community that just come alongside and provided gifts for guests and for our Conquerors guys in our program. able to give them a bag of gifts and things is tremendous, and be able to have a Christmas party with them as well. And so there's a lot of opportunities, a lot of different things. And again, around here, even with our guys, like there's so many ways of our guys even serving around the mission. And so that's just another way of like, it does so much when we're able to serve, get outside of ourselves and kind of create new memories that way as well.
Well, you know, Jesse, you said something. Jim, we talked about this in our last broadcast, the issue of family, the importance of our guests, whether they're on the Conqueror program, whether they're at the Harvest Home, whether they're at the emergency shelter. They are our family, and we are working with them every single day, building those relationships, working through some very difficult problems that a lot of them have, seeing God work in their lives, seeing God transform lives. It's a total blessing. But as we talk, you said something about the difficulty of Christmas. We do know this, Jim, you know this, I know this, Jesse, I know you know this, that a lot of times there have been bridges that have been burned. And a lot of times they meditate on some of that during the holidays. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so, again, many of our guys, they've come through and because of just life-controlling issues in their lives, whether that's drugs or alcohol, whether gambling, gaming, whatever it may be that has just consumed their worlds, you end up breaking trust of your loved ones in your life, friends and family. And so dealing with the weight of that, of recognizing that I have made some poor decisions and I've created this mess that's behind me, can really weigh heavy and can really bring a level of, a level of depression, a level of shame and guilt. Again, it can be magnified during the holidays because all those memories, again, get fired back up and you think about all the good times you used to have and now I ruined that in a way. You feel that way. And so it is very difficult for guys. And then again, like some of the guys aren't able to go back home, you know, so they don't have the ability to do that or the relationships are strained enough where they don't have the freedom to come back home and have those moments together. So it is difficult for that, but that's what is great about the mission. And, you know, being 24/7 here, we have staff here constantly that's eager to have conversations and encourage. And the big encouragement is that, hey, let's refocus our eyes back on Christ, right? And yes, let's ask for forgiveness and repentance. And then let's watch God do some crazy things in your life and start to restore relationships back to you and begin to rebuild healthy relationships in your life again. And so that's really the process and the place that we're at.
Jesse, I know through the years I've talked with a lot of men who, when they come across what would be like emotional days, like a Thanksgiving or a Christmas, there is a tendency in some men just to kind of shut down and say, well, it's just another day, and just kind of just try to icily, coldly just move on and let's get over with this and get back on to whatever's next. Mm-hmm. But that rarely works. So that loneliness or that kind of isolation is amplified. But I feel like some of the things that we're able to do at Haven of Rest really counter that and provide a brand new way of thinking in Christ. And one of the ways that happens is like what happened at our party that we had for the residents just a couple days ago, where there's an opportunity for the men to hear from one another of testimonies. And they're often sharing, and we've heard it, Reverend Kaiser, I don't know, year after year after year, you know, last year, and they'll share what their circumstances were like last year. Mm-hmm. And then they just stop and they realize, but this year, look at what God's doing in my life. Mm-hmm. And talk a little bit about that event that we hold and kind of the specialness that comes out of it every year.
Yeah, I think that it is one of those events where guys laugh a lot And sometimes in the midst of loneliness and isolation, like, again, you don't want to be around anybody, but it's an opportunity that, like, when it's all said and done, you know, everyone's laughing, you know, everyone's having a good time. You know, it's lighthearted. And then you're also kind of building a brotherhood as well. And then again, like you said, the testimonies that are brought forward of what, you know, God is doing, many guys recognize that coming to the haven of rest for such a time as this has been in place. Like, it's God's will and it's God's favor in their lives. It's like, this is a moment that they recognize, like, I had no other opportunity besides this to kind of push the pause button on life and allow God just to kind of work. And so, you know, our worlds are so chaotic enough, and then be able to have those moments where you can just, like, stop and truly just rest and receive from the Lord. I think that's kind of an opportunity that happens at the, you know, Christmas party as well. So,
well, you know, Jim, Jesse, testimonies are a powerful thing. And Jim, I know in the coming weeks, we are going to be sharing on the radio some of those testimonies of Jesse, some of the guys sharing. They probably won't read them on the radio, but Jim, me and you probably will read them. We'll hear some testimonies from Harvest Home and rebuilding. You know, that keeps on coming through, the word rebuilding. We know God is in the business of rebuilding. When we sit at these Christmas parties and hear the testimony, you can already see rebuilding happening in their lives when they share about 3 months ago, I was here. 1 year ago, this was what was going on in my life. There are some very powerful testimonies of what has happened in their lives in a short period of time. So rebuilding is a big part of the program.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
So as we look forward, I have so many memories, Reverend Geiser, that I will cherish for the rest of my life that have happened in events like those parties, where we just, a lot of times you don't even see it coming, and God's just mm-hmm. working on people's hearts. And how many times, you know, Jesse, I think you might be able to relate to this, a guy didn't even want to be at the party.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, sometimes even a scowl on their face. Yeah. Like, I can't believe you're making me come down here for this party.
Right.
And we mentioned the testimonies, and we do a devotion. But there's a couple other things we do with the men that hopefully maybe even start a new tradition for them that they can take home to their families. But there's a couple other things we do that tend to just, the men will leave with a smile. What are some of those other things that we do that just help us show the men, hey, we can have a good time in Christ, and it doesn't have to involve alcohol or drugs or any of that stuff. They tend to leave with a smile.
Yeah, one of those, I think, is we do some Christmas songs as well. And I'm telling you what, sometimes that's a joyful noise. but that's always a good time. And then the other thing is just doing a white elephant gift exchange. And it's a lot of fun. Each guy opening up their gifts and... you just never know what kind of gift each guy is going to get. But it's in those moments that, you know, you hear the whole group of guys, you know, you get 20, 25 guys or whatever the case may be each year. And they're all just heckling each other and just having a wonderful time together doing that. And then again, you get through all of that and you see guys that, just like you said, come in with a frown on their face and they leave smiling and like, this was the best. I'm so glad that you guys put this on for us, whatever. And then again, like, just the love of Christ with being able to give our guys a bag of gifts that we hope that they just cherish. And it comes from a place of, again, donors that care and love for these men, but as well, like, the staff being able to just hand these off out of just love, just want to love them and embrace them as family and friends.
And you know, Jim, Jesse, both of us know, we've heard the stories. There are some of our guys that never experienced Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
They never had it at their house. And these Christmas parties and a lot of other things, it creates a really a safe environment for them to kind of relax and enjoy and just see that, like you said, Jim, earlier, you can have a good time without all the other stuff. And we can share the love of Christ through Christmas carols and testimonies and just loving on them and having a lot of food at these events that they are really blessed with. So as we wrap things up here, Jesse, and here we are, Jim, right into the middle of December. Christmas is not far off. How can our listeners pray for not only you, but your department and the guests that are staying here?
Yeah, I think what we've mentioned even on during this time is just our guys are going through so many different emotional feelings and thoughts and discouragements and loneliness and things. So pray for them that they would truly feel the joy of Christ. And during this time and season of the holidays, of just creating good new memories. So that would be one for our guests as well, for, you know, our staff, again, that we could continue to be men that are sensitive to God's Spirit's move, and how to continue to love on our guests that come into our facility and love on them well. And so each person's got different things going on. So how can we do that for each individual person? So continual strength and wisdom through those things. And again, that as we receive Christ's love, that we can continue to pour it out.
Well, Jesse, thank you for coming on the radio broadcast with us today. And thank you just for your heart that day in and day out. It's not always easy, and we know that. As you walk with these men and as you lead your team, we just want to say thank you for the work that you do each day for the Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse.